Hate Box.
What's up? This is the one and only Zay.
This is the one and only Silent Bobby.
And today we're talking about nostalgia.
Now, nostalgia, for those of y'all that don't know, it's basically throwbacks that bring you back to when you were a kid. It's nostalgic.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about our favorite cartoons. We're going to talk about our favorite video games. We're going to talk about what else?
The differences between generations and then discontinued toys / food that should be brought back.
Because there's a lot of them.
Yes, yes, there is a lot of them. Now, starting off with favorite cartoons, I'll start off, obviously, number one's got to go to Codename Kids Next Door.
Oh, snap.
Probably the best show there was on Cartoon Network. Then, second, Teen Titans, the original.
OG Teen Titans, yeah.
OG Teen Titans. Then Danny Phantom.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a good one. I would say SpongeBob, but just because it's SpongeBob still on TV,
I'm
about to say it. I'm trying to think of the shows. Baby Looney Tunes.
Oh, Smack.
Was a great show.
Smack. Raw.
And Camp Lazlo.
Camp Lazlo used to go.
Camp Lazlo was a big throwback. That was my favorite show.
I think mine were probably number one was probably Pokemon Indigo League.
Really?
Yeah. Two was probably Jimmy Neutron, because Jimmy Neutron was the GOAT.
Yep, Jimmy Neutron was slap, especially the crossover episode.
With Fairly Odd Parents. Yeah. I think my number three is probably Fairly Odd Parents. Number four, I would say probably like OG Teen Titans. Mm. And then number five, trying to think, bro, because that's like a hard one. Mm-hmm. I would probably say, I know it's not a cartoon, but it still was just a raw show to watch. Mm-hmm. Drake and Josh.
Yeah, Drake and Josh was good. I was about to say, instead of Camp Lazlo, I'm about to switch that out for Foster's Home of Imaginary Friends.
Oh, snap.
You know that shit's on Hulu?
It is?
It is. They got Chowder on there, Danny Phantom.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I was watching a hell of them the other day.
Now, were you a cartoons kid or a Cartoon Network kid or a Nick kid?
I was definitely a Cartoon Network kind of kid. Mm-hmm. My sister was the Disney Channel. My brother was Nickelodeon. But we were all obviously different generations.
I feel like Disney Channel was like such for like girls.
Disney Channel was like a little like rich preppy white kid show or like
thing.
Like Cartoon Network fucking had Courage the Cowardly Dog that made me scared to go to sleep at night.
But it was still raw.
Oh yeah, it was still raw. Stupid dog, you made me look bad. But yeah, like that's the crazy thing about generations is that like my brother's 9 years older than me, mm-hmm. and my sister's 2 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So those are three separate generations, and we all basically grew up watching the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like my brother now, since he's part of like the generation that's like grown up right now, he's 28, and like it's weird knowing that like he's 9 years older than me, but we're so similar but yet so different in so many ways. And when you think about it, like our like the way we grew up and the way we're raised,
mm-hmm.
is all about our generations and like our parents and how like, mm-hmm. old they are. Like by the time I was born, my mom and dad knew everything there was to know about kids. So
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of the fuck up, but like, I'm still raw, obviously.
Right. No, yeah. Growing up, I was definitely a Nickelodeon kid.
Uh-huh.
My brother, he wasn't really even like into cartoons or watching TV or anything like that. He was more like fascinated with like going outside,
really?
And stuff, and going out and playing basketball with the boys and stuff. Now, my little sister, she definitely was a Disney Channel kid and stuff. And I would, like, watch the stuff that she would, like, watch and stuff. And it would just, like, it would low-key used to, like, make me mad because I'm like, dude, this is, like, not the stuff that I watched growing up. Like, the stuff that I watched growing up was fire. The stuff that she watches now, straight trash.
Right. Like, I had to grow up watching Hannah Montana on Disney Channel,
yep.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Wizards of Waverly Place was kind of raw.
Low-key.
Hannah Montana was not. And all the other, like, Dog with a Blog.
Dog with a Blog, trash.
Yeah. Hello, I can't even name Disney like good Disney shows
anymore. Like after like I feel like Disney got bad after like 2000 like six.
I know. I'm trying to think of good Disney shows that I used to watch like that were.
Matter of fact, I say 2010. After 2010, it went downhill. Like it was just it wasn't fun to watch. Like
yeah.
Like I think I want to say the last good dope show that like Disney probably produced like while I was still like growing up or whatever. I would probably say would be.
If you say Good Luck Charlie, I'm about to slap you.
No, I hated that show with a passion. What was it? Austin and Ally.
Oh, Austin and Ally was kind of a raw show.
Yeah, Dez with his wacky outfits and Dez was low-key like raw.
He was. I was about to say iCarly, but then I remember iCarly was the Nickelodeon show too.
iCarly was fire, bro.
Nickelodeon had some good shows, but then like they started coming out with like the new ones that were just trash, and then everybody kind of lost interest.
Yeah.
And now Cartoon Network tried to bring back Teen Titans with Teen Titans Go,
which is
freaked that up.
Well, for the. What I do like, though, for the most part, is the voice actors are pretty much the same.
Uh-huh.
But like you said, it's not the same. Yeah. Like,
I feel like the show wouldn't be bad. It's just their, like, animation. I don't like their animation.
No.
Like, the OG Teen Titan animation was crisp. Like, Cyborg had, like, a bunch of detail in his suit. And, like, same with Starfire and Raven and Beast Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Beast Boy would turn into a freaking T-Rex out of nowhere like that. Now you got to put, like, an animation to his animation. Like, they ain't got to do all that.
And then on top of that, like, the storyline for each, like, episode for this new one is straight dumb.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, party and do, like, stupid stuff. But, like, back then, they were, like, so, like, they were real. They were, like, darker. They made you think and stuff as a kid.
Right. They were actual superhero. Like, it was an actual superhero show.
Now it's just, oh, man, Starfire, do you like me?
It's just it's a kid's show. That's exactly what it is now.
So, yeah. I used to remember when I would, like, when I used to get home from school and I would go straight into the house and just throw on Pokemon, bro. I remember those days, bro. Those days used to go.
Those days were the hardest, too.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
And then, bruh, the snacks from back then to now.
The snacks have drastically changed from by the time I was growing up. Like, I remember the Scooby Bones, the Scooby snacks.
Yep.
Yogos.
Yep.
The yogurt things.
The little grips, yogurt balls.
Yep.
Grips.
Dunkaroos.
Yep.
I have never had a Dunkaroo in my life, but my brother used to talk about them.
No, yeah, my, like, now all these snacks nowadays are gluten-free and hypoallergenic or whatever. It's wheat, soy, freaking, they're vegan now. It sucks. I hate it.
Like, you should let the kid be a kid and make, like, okay, like, obviously, like, you got to pick the healthier choice sometimes, but a snack is supposed to be a snack. It's not supposed to be a healthy snack you can choose. Mm-hmm. But if you're choosing a snack, pick something unhealthy or sweet and sugary for a kid.
Right.
I don't want my kid's about to be healthy too, like eating carrots and shit, like as a snack. But I'm gonna let you know, like he gonna have like some good, like some cosmic brownies or something, a zebra cake in his lunchbox.
Did you ever have do you remember Danimals?
Danimals, yes. Oh, yes, damn, bruh. That taste was a throwback. I'm trying to think. I used to have. The little, like, smoothies we always used to have. My mom would never let us get, like, the actual yogurts just because we would eat, like, Yoplait. Or the Trix. Do you remember they had the Trix yogurt?
Where it was, like, two colors?
Yeah.
It was, like, strawberry banana or, like, kiwi and, like.
It was, like, kiwi strawberry. And,
yes, yeah. Bruh.
That just came to my head right now. And I haven't seen them in any store.
No, bruh.
Not at all.
But Danimals, bruh, they used to. Danimals used to smack, bro. I actually had one, like, not too long ago. I don't know where my aunt found them out.
Danimals?
Yeah. But she had one in her, like, what's it called? In her fridge. So I, like, smacked that boy real quick. Bro, it took me back.
Life-changing.
Just, like, sitting on, like, the porch with a basketball next to me. Some Danimals.
5 years old again, getting ready to go play in the grass with your friends. Don't even got school yet because you're only five. Like,
had to be home before the lights were on.
Yeah.
Before the street lights were on.
Had to ride your bike home.
Yep.
Scooter.
Bro, scooters. Scooters used to be the goat, bro.
Did you have an electric one or you had the...
I had the push one, bro. You had the push one? Push it with your foot.
We had the push one and then we had the rideable, like sit-down one.
Uh-huh.
And I go to ride the sit-down one and as soon as I go to ride it...
Mm-hmm.
The battery dies, and then it starts leaking.
Ooh.
So it was just completely broken, and I was so sad because my dad was like, well, you're not, like, tall enough to ride it yet. Like, you have to be a certain height. So as soon as I hit that certain height, like, that day, I'm like, all right, I'm that size, I'm that size. I go to ride it, and it doesn't work. Like, my fucking dreams were crushed. Like, I'm never going to ride it. And it's been sitting in our shed, like, ever since. Like, every time I go into the shed, I got to look at it and just cry tears.
You're like, man, I never got to ride this.
Damn it, Johnny.
Did you have you ever rode like one of those like little crotch rocket like motorcycles?
Crotch rocket.
Motorcycle. It's like those like little like they're like motorcycles but they're like super small.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about,
bruh. I rode one of those, dude. Those things low key get some speed, bruh.
They do, but they be going fast.
They do, bruh. My one of my cousins, he has one that he's like been like he's worked on and stuff. The last time I went over there though, it was like he said he got it to hit 60, and then like now he's been putting in like more work to it, obviously. So I think he said now it's like almost hitting like 100, bro.
Damn, he got a whole ass motorcycle on his.
Yeah, he be putting in some work on that boy.
Another crazy thing that I just thought of during this conversation is toys between like our generation and now this younger generations are completely different. And like, okay, their toys are I wouldn't say better, but they're kind of just more dope. Like now, like we had like our scooters and like the Razor scooters. But now they got, like, them hoverboards that...
Hoverboards, they got freaking...
Where I see at least, like, three kids, like, on a hoverboard a day. Like, just chilling, like, riding down the street. And, like, I thought those were, like, a household thing. Like, no. Right.
No, yeah, people be... Like, I remember when I was a freshman... Or, no. When I was in my sophomore year, my friends would, like, jump on those boys. And they would just, like... They would literally go from... They would, like, go to the gym... They would like go all around Parma and stuff. Like they would go to the gym, they'd go to Chipotle, they'd go through the metro parks and stuff. Right. They were just like they kick it and stuff. I never had one. I actually never rode on one of those, honestly. And it's honestly just because I'm too scared. Cause like I feel like I'm gonna just fall off that boy.
Right. And like I want to ride them, but it's like I don't like I can't do my own generation like that. I've tried to ride one, but that is hard to control because you gotta like have balance. Like I'm about to eat shit when I ride it.
Right. Bikes and scooters were the way.
I used to ride my bike like all the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have my training wheels off till I was like 7 or 8 years old.
For real?
Yeah, I didn't know how to ride a bike and nobody would like ever teach me. So I go over to my cousin's house and she has like a hill. So she's like, well, you got to balance. And I said, well, like I sit on my bike and then I don't pedal, but I just balance. And then the bike would just slowly go. I said, what am I supposed to do? She's like, well, you got to pedal. So like she was like, I'll hold on to you and you just pedal. And then she's like pushing me and like the classic like dad shit, but it's my cousin. So she pushes me and I'm riding and I'm like, I'm doing it. Are you still holding? And I turn, she's gone. So I got to steer by myself and it's the first time actually pedaling a bike without training wheels. And I crashed right into a rose bush and I got like thorns in me and shit. It was the funniest thing ever. And then like, I had to get them all picked out of my arm.
Well, but, I mean, that's not like I learned how to ride a bike when I was like sixth grade.
Really?
Because when I was, I had a bike when I was like 5 or 6 and the chain broke and my parents like never got around to fix it. So like I didn't have a bike then. So until then I was just like, you know, walking and stuff, right. Or just riding my scooter. But no, yeah, I didn't learn how to ride a bike till I was like in sixth grade. And I had just moved to Brooklyn. And like all my boys, they were like, you know, oh yeah, we like ride bikes around Brooklyn and stuff. Like we just like kick it or whatever. And so if I wanted to be...
You're like, I ain't got no bike.
Right. Well, most of the people in the group had, like, older brothers or older sisters. Right. So they just had, like, bikes, just, like, extra bikes just chilling around their house or whatever.
Oh, that's kind of dope.
But we would just ride bikes, like, everywhere. Like, from, like, seventh grade all the way till my freshman year, bro. I was, like... Me and my boys were just riding bikes through, like, Brooklyn.
Were you the type of kid that rode in the street or rode on the sidewalk?
Rode in the street, bro. We was not riding. I remember this one time. I was riding me, my brother, and, like, 5 or 6. No. It had to be, like, 16 of us. Like, we were, like, just riding down, a street in Brooklyn, just, like, 16 deep, right? Mm-hmm. And this car, like, pulled up, and, like, they were obviously trying to, like, get through the street or whatever. And they, like, they pulled their window down, and they started yelling at us. They're like, you... They said the N-word because most of us were black. Mm. We were either black or... Honestly, there was, like, 2 white kids in the entire group, and everybody else was, like, black or Hispanic. But he rolled down the window and was like, you N-words need to, you know, blah, 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 and yelling at us or whatever. So he, like, took off, right? We all followed this dude on our bikes, bro. We followed him all the way to like a gas station, like right at the edge of Brooklyn. And we were like, oh, yeah, you want to call us this, blah, 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 and blah, and do all this and stuff. And this dude was like, he was shook, bro. He was shook. Like,
he was terrified.
Probably. He was, bro. Because we were like, most of the kids in the group, like we had grew up in Cleveland. So obviously we had that like, quote unquote, right, thug mentality. So we were just being, you know, being little hood rats and stuff. And then I remember this other time. This is probably like the last time I ever got on a bike too, because it's been a minute. I got on a me and my friends, we were riding on a bike through Brooklyn or whatever, and this dude that like lived at the end of one of my friend's streets, he just kept like driving by just staring at us, like looking at us, right? Mm-hmm. So one of my friends, you know, he and the dude had his window down, so he's like driving past us and he's like, you know, like he's staring at us again. And he like, we saw this dude like 7 or 8 times in the matter of like 5 minutes, just driving up and down the street, right? So he like looks at us, right? And he's like staring. And then my friend goes, you know, oh, what the, you staring at, bruh? And the dude, like, stopped his car and hopped out and was like, oh, what's up? So
come to find out it's Ariel Castro.
No. So one of my friends actually went up and stole on the dude, stuck him right in the face. He was like.
He just punched him?
Just, like, wow. Rode his bike up. And he was, like, mid, like, while he's riding his bike, just goes, bink, and takes off, bruh. Ooh. And we all, like, booked it. Like, we all got on our bikes and, like, booked it, right?
Right.
And he, like, chased after us, right? But a cop stopped him and was like, you know, hey, what are you doing to these kids or whatever, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, they assaulted me and blah, 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 blah. He tried to say that we all jumped him, but we didn't. But the cop was just like, he gave him, a ticket for speeding or whatever. And then for us, he was just like, you know, are you guys bothering him or whatever? We're like, nah, he's been following us around, like, all day or whatever. So I don't know what else happened to him after we told him that. But, I mean, we were clear to go. Like, he didn't. He wasn't like, you know, did you guys hit him or blah, 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 blah. We were like, nah, he's been chasing us. We've been riding our bikes. I was like, you can ask like 7 or 8, because there was like old people on the street or whatever. And they were like all just chilling out on their porches or whatever. I mean, I was like, you can ask like any of them. And they were like, that we were just riding our bikes up and down the street. And the cop was just like, okay, yeah, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And that was that.
I feel like cops in the hood are way more chill than cops in like.
Well, no, this was a cop in Brooklyn. He was just a chill cop. I mean, Brooklyn still has, like, I will say, like, one of the most, like, douchebaggiest, like, police forces in Cuyahoga County. But, I mean, they still don't compare to, like, Parma. They're, like, not as bad as Parma's cops.
Parma cops are...
They're bad. They're bad cops. Most of them are racist.
I mean, some of them are cool, but, like... They just be stressing me out.
Yeah. Like, who's that one officer that you talked to?
Officer Gilligan.
Gilligan.
He's pretty cool. He's chill.
That's the one that came in the room the other day and was like, is that Kid Cudi?
Yep.
And we were like, no, it's Trippy Red. He was like, oh, I like that.
Officer Gilligan's a G.
That's going to wrap it up, or?
Yeah, that's going to wrap it up for the day. Running a little bit.
Over time, yeah.
A little bit long.
We just started talking about things that we were...
Yeah, got real nostalgic there.
Yeah,
yeah.
It takes me back to freaking 2000.
The good old days.
2014.
10 days before we're out of this.
Right. This is probably our last podcast together,
probably,
bro.
Probably.
Well, I mean, we still got more for the summer, though.
Right.
For so,
sure.
All right. I've been Zay.
This is the Silent Bobby.
And we'll see you later.
Paint box.